No matter what your purpose is, you must leave. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action. Other police action may include actual physical removal, the use of riot control agents and or less lethal munitions, which could cause risk of injury to those who remain.
I'm feeling so ready, and these weights are getting heavy. Need to do something big before the king's men get me in a hurry, see? Because homeland security has got to crack down while they redesign the currency with an urgency. This is a national emergency. Hauling off our families to prison camp facilities is killing me. Most people here don't even know, though. They can't see the countries run by pedophile mafiosos. The FEMA trains are coming, the new world is here. And most people are so caught up that they don't care. Never mind the state of the world, never mind what's vital. Let's just sip our Coca-Cola while we watch American Idol. Never mind the war in Africa, Iraq, North Korea. We'd rather get the latest scoop on Brad and Angelina. That's cause Hollywood has got us on that Kool-Aid, keeping us distracted while they prep us for the new age, the rise of transhumanism. People, this is true. It isn't something that I got out of a movie or cartoon. They want to put a chip in you, so do you want to let them do it? They're halfway there, and yet the minions will pursue it unless the people say no. Let the people take hold. Let the people rise up and show them people got soul. If the people got soul, then now's the time to stand up. If you won't stand up, then be prepared to bow down
to the new world police state. This is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
We live inside a systematic, never-ending war, a cross between Brave New World and 1984, where everyone is doped up, addicted to the telescreens, right down to all these bourgeois motherfuckers telling me my music is too this, my music is too that. I need better hooks, better beats, and I need to stop rapping. What I need to do is stop listening to everyone else, cause I don't need a label. I release this shit myself. I don't write this for the radio. I'm speaking from my heart. So go ahead, let these critics criticize my art. What it comes down to is my lyrics are too smart, and the truth is something major labels aren't trying to market. Your children are the target, and your energy the means. We're running on a wheel, working hard for this machine. And if you all know what I mean, then I believe there's no reason we couldn't all come together hard and call treason on the motherfuckers violating each and every day. No, this isn't freedom, this is modern day slavery. It's time we break chains and set the whole world free. Now's the time to speak, because we deserve peace.
New world police state, this is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
Look at how they treat us when we go through TSA. But if there's a real threat, CIA just walks them on the plane. It's a mafia-run business, and we'll never know the whole plan. But they do it in the name of the homeland.
New world police state, this is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
Off and we explore. score.
Tune into the movement to view the conclusion. S and S grew improvement from grooming with the coolest. No fooling. Leave your medulla oblongata drooler. Feeling foolish like a broken tool. You can't use it. Screw loose. No movement. Drilling it out. Dremel's useless. Smooth away the pain and bruises with roots from coolers. Teachers and students. Lawyers and movers. Construction workers and drillers. Do what we need to do for the moolah. To use our computers. Television, cell phone.
A baby's crib, mutilated and harmed the baby greatly. Sheriff laughed about it. Sheriff then goes out on a call where a cop is to another cop's house where this cop is being accused of domestic violence. And even though the cops, I'm pretty sure, were aware that this was a cop that was living there, they still did their, you know, police stuff, and he shot both of them. Now, on the one story, it says the suspect is still on the run. So we'll go over that. You know, we got a little bit of video to watch, got some things to look at and things and stuff and things for your face. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're a terrorist if you're listening to this, apparently, and it doesn't matter if you eat cereal. We may be the first terrorists in the history of terrorism, of terrorizing things that are people that still watch cartoons, play video games, and eat cereal. I don't know how that works, but the city of Columbus decided to lock up our friend Lotus, parade her around in front of the cops like she was, you know, public enemy number one. And because she's a sovereign. So since then, we've been looking into sovereignty to see what these guys are talking about. And this is all based on a principle that says, I do not believe a word the dummy box tells me. Nothing. I don't believe it. It doesn't, it's not there to serve any purpose. So we went over the story on the show that was released through local 10 TV News, and I picked it apart, and we went line by line, sentence by sentence, and I showed the way that they misrepresent, the way that they misconstrue stories. True journalism would not start a story by saying, you know, this person's also charged with assault on an officer, but that's not why she's in court today with 13 freaking cops around her and all this. You know, that's, you know, obviously a little bit slanted. So you want to pick on the sovereigns? This is what I think is happening. I think that everyone sees the country circling the drain. Everybody sees what's going on. And because there's much more broad awareness now, because much more people, whether they're working professionals, retired folks, whether they've just recently joined the workforce, whatever it is, everybody very much sees the same thing. And sees a number of the same things, and it's brought everybody around to talking again and speaking to one another again. We do have common ground here with one another, and it's very easily found, and it's, you know, it's very simple. Well, with that, this broad awakening, the agenda of the ruling class that doesn't really seem to like us, and they're sure as hell, you know, not going to represent us. Things like, you know, you can't feed homeless people in Florida had to be fought and fought and fought, and then finally Anonymous gets into the fray, and then everybody backs down, you know. And I'm not saying it was because of Anonymous, but, you know, by the time they got into it and everything, there was a lot of attention, and then Anonymous was like, fine, you want to keep telling the people no, you know? And, you know, and then same thing in Xenia, Ohio, where they're being told, you know, you can't beg for money on the street anymore, and it's illegal, and, you know, the people there stood up and just blatantly defied them. You know, they went out and asked for money and then put it all towards charity, you know? So these acts of civil disobedience are growing and growing. You see it for yourself. You hear and you see about the protest. It's almost like the Judeo-Christian Christian principle or prophecy that talks about wars and rumors of wars. You know, this is protests and rumors of even more protests. That's exactly what you're seeing. That's what you're hearing. It's a country that's not willing to lose itself. we see the country really slipping away, really slipping away. And then people start to research it, and then they go, holy crap. You know, and then we're being told that sovereigns are the number one public enemy. What I believe and what many believe is happening is they're starting with the sovereigns. Once all the sovereigns have been locked up and quieted and things like this, then what they'll end up doing is going after the militia. They'll say, well, they're the number one threat now. And then they'll go after the Anons, you know. Well, if they're wearing a mask, if they're doing, you know, any of this type of stuff. Activism, hacktivism, whatever. And that's what they do. They do that until there's no one left. No one left to defend. And it's not as if we don't have the history. So, dealing in reality, as I've decided to do. What I might do today, if I get through things soon enough, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to shut down UniteOhio.org from my end where I can't see it, and I'm not, and that's going to keep me away from the chat room and everything. I might even turn off the light, and I'm just going to kind of sit here with my thoughts but express them to you. And if I get a chance to do that today, it'd be like a private moment between us. And you're just going to hear some real shit. I'm not going to sit there and act like it's something. It's not. I think, you know, I've had a lot of discussion over the weekend, a lot of engagement with different leaders and different people and different perspectives. It's been really great. And one thing walking away from the weekend that I walked away with was this, not just a need for discernment, but for that discernment to speak, you know. If you're one of the people that sees what's going on, then talk about it. Say something. I don't care if you can agree that things are wrong and you have your own way of expressing exactly what we're looking for. That's exactly what this country needs. That's exactly what our patriots did, you know. And I give everybody a hard time, absolutely everybody. And I've got some things to read to you that people in our activist community and people around us and around the nation have written. And I like to read what different people write and put things out there. So you're not safe around me if you're my Facebook friend. I might take your stuff and put it on my show because, you know, look, if I think it's a good idea, that's what I'm going to do. So if you guys get a chance, check out forevergamesgalore.com. Good kids over there trying to run a business. They don't want to work for other people and corporate gain and all of that, trying to do it themselves. I dig that. Let's go over to the sheriff here. Let's start our day talking about this guy here. And here we go. Boy, they picked a really good picture for the guy. You can tell that, nobody likes him. So, and I'm sure at the bottom of it we'll see who ran the story, but boy, they picked one heck of a picture for the guy. So let's take a look at this, and I know that's graphic. I know seeing that baby's face like that is not freaking pleasing. I get that, you know. But, it, you know, look, it's the story, this is what happened, and this is the reality, and here's the deal. So, sheriff that laughed about flashbanging a toddler was just shot by a murderous rogue cop. This happened out in Georgia. The sheriff's name is Joey Terrell. And he was responding to a domestic violence complaint that involved another officer. This story comes from the Free Thought Project. I'm hoping, yeah, you guys are seeing what I'm putting up there. So we have, when the police arrived on the scene, they found dude's ex-wife dead in the garage of the home. The suspect then shot both Terrell and Zegan, then fled the scene and began a search that ended just before midnight when police found the bodies of two men, including Anthony Giaquinta. So, and it was Officer Anthony Giaquinta that was fired from his job. So he killed his wife, shot at some cops, killed himself. Pretty freaking bad.
GBI is on the scene of a shooting that left a former police officer and two other people dead.
The sheriff of Habersham County and one of his deputies went to the hospital. It happened last night on Lower Pond Court outside Clarksville. Good day's Mark Teichner is live at the scene with the latest. Mark.
Well, that deputy is expected to be okay, and the sheriff has already been treated and released. Unfortunately, three other people died out here last night.
The sheriff was shot once, and the deputy was shot more than once.
The shooting left two law enforcement officers wounded and three people dead, including the suspected gunman. It all started around 7:30 last night. That's when a call came in to Habersham 911 about a domestic dispute, including gunfire, at a home on Lower Pond Court outside of Clarksville. The GBI told NowHabersham.com what happened when Sheriff Joey Terrell and Deputy Bill Zagan responded.
Upon arrival, they found a female who appeared to be deceased in the garage of the residence. They made entry to the residence to see if there were other victims inside. Upon making entry, it appears that they were ambushed.
Both Sheriff Terrell and Deputy Zagan were shot. The deputy is being held overnight at the hospital, but is expected to survive. Sheriff Terrell was treated and released.
We did have an incident. I'm doing good. I did have to go to the emergency room. Bill Zagan's going to spend the night in the hospital, but he's doing okay. We appreciate all your prayers and all your thoughts for his family and the other families affected tonight.
The gunman has been identified as former Gainesville police officer Anthony Gia Quintiana.
Sheriff Terrell and the deputy were able to return fire. Giancana fled the residence.
Quintiana and another man were later found shot dead near the back of the home. The woman killed inside has been identified as Gia Quintiana's wife. Authorities are now trying to figure out what set off all the violence.
That will all be a part of our investigation to find that out. Obviously, Habersham County will have records if they have responded to the residents before. That's something that we'll be checking on.
We can tell you that the couple had two daughters, one of whom was home. She managed to escape unharmed. They've not yet released the name of the other man who died or what his relationship was to any of the other people inside that home. We're reporting live from Habersham. Mark Teichner, for Good Day Atlanta.
Mark, thank you.
All right. So we got that story. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy, that's for sure. He's probably regretting the way that karma can bite you in the ass, if he's smart enough to. So there's a story. Let me show you the initial story first. These were, okay, here we go. You guys are going to like this. On to an ISIS story, and we're going to cover quite a few of those today. We're going to cover ISIS in general. Okay. ISIS member has tattoo of American military on his arm. This astonishing picture has just been tweeted by British MP George Galloway. It's astonishing because it exposes U.S. troops posing as ISIS terrorists. So there are obvious factions within the U.S. military and government who are engaged in terrorism. It's not difficult to see now how easily ISIS will enter into America, especially if there are those within their own military and government willing to facilitate the terror. And this comes from Margarita. Look at the position of his arm, right? Look at where the tattoo is. Seemed a little bit strange, and it seems strange that when it was blown up, it was very clear. And before I forget, let me put this in Unite Ohio. There you go. And this is why people are kind of running around, what do I believe? Well, who is behind this sinister U.S. Army hoax? Terror networks might be responsible for images appearing on social networks. So now it just got even stranger, right? A disturbing yet fraudulent image making the rounds across the internet, the works of ISIS or like-minded terror group. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the picture again. Look at that. Now, this dude is definitely hiding his face. This guy is camera shy. Faux show. This guy, not so much. He's got some starry eyes there. But, you know, who knows? I mean, it's the digital age, right? Who in the hell knows? I have no idea. Maybe one of you guys will find out and let me know. But that's what I got on this. And this link, let me put in there. Joe, you may have been the one that sent me that. So thank you. Thank you for helping me to expose that. Because I think Joe sent me that. So, but, you know, what do we believe then, right? I mean, look at this picture. And then look at this picture. And this picture looks like it's up closer, doesn't it? I mean, look at here. A little bit strange. Maybe it's just me. So, you know, make of it what you believe, what you think is it, what's going on there, because I don't have a freaking clue as to what the truth might be. But that's the kind of stuff we're dealing with. This is why it is always preached, you know, self-discernment. What do you believe? That's the most important thing. Absolutely. All right, I wanted to make you guys aware of this. I put the link for Citizen 4, F-O-U-R, and the link is www.anonsweden.se/P=6925. But here's what we'll do. If you guys can't find it in there, let me know and I'll repost it. The Swedes are responsible for Swedish swarm theory, which is what Unite Ohio uses. We don't have centralized leadership or anything like that. We don't. We use a Swedish swarm theory-based deal. So Citizen 4, this link allows you to enjoy the entire movie. And it's got some other stuff here that's pretty good too, but Citizen 4 is a real-life thriller unfolding by the minute, giving audiences unprecedented access to filmmaker Laura Poitras and journalist Glenn Greenwald's encounter with Edward Snowden in Hong Kong as he hands over classified documents providing evidence of mass, indiscriminate, and illegal invasions of privacy by the National Security Agency. She had already been working on a film about surveillance for 2 years when Snowden contacted her. So, pretty interesting stuff. There's a link here for citizen4film.com/c-the-film, posted by Anonymous at Your Anon News. Everyone helping to try to get this story out. So, I don't think it matters the source. I don't think, you know, if you like Anonymous, if you hate Anonymous, if you don't know about Anonymous, if you don't care about Anonymous, if you're just looking for information, you know, which is the basic principle of social networking and things like that, is for us to be able to communicate and gather and share and collect information. This may be something that you're interested in. So check that out, Citizen 4. And if you guys need the link again, let me know. And I will put it in chat. Let me make sure. Yeah, it's there. So, there you go. I thought you guys may enjoy that. I'm trying to bring different things to you guys, different information from different places. Oh, yeah, check this out. Back on to ISIS. We're going to jump around a little bit here. If you haven't been to the show before, this is perfectly normal. Do not panic. Yeah, and the reason I'm a terrorist is because I decide to live free. I'm not trying to give in to the rule of law, but we'll get a little bit more into that later. Basically, you're a terrorist if you speak out against the U.S. government in any kind of a way, but, you know, that's one of the founding principles of our country and our freedom and our uniqueness, and I'm not willing to give it up because some ruling class has an iron fist and says you must. No, absolutely not. They don't know me well enough to know, but that's not how I'll react. So let's check this out. Is anybody else asking themselves the same questions I am while you're freaking watching this? First of all, this is high production value again. They're flying a drone, apparently. That's what this looks like. But now they have police vehicles, because that's awesome. They have, these are brand new vehicles. There's no dents. Hell, there isn't even dirt. And they're surrounded by sand and dirt. They're driving on dirt, and there's no dirt. So they have access to a car wash or something. I ask again, who is making those flags? There's a flag manufacturer somewhere. And then look, the trucks are even painted. I mean, do you guys have the same questions I do? Or am I the only one thinking, what in the hell am I looking at? Who is doing this? How do you get this kind of funding? We know exactly where these people are, where they're fighting, but we can't stop their money flow. You know, we're supposed to believe that these folks have outfoxed the United States military on numerous occasions and surrounded 300 U.S. Marines. And then check this out. Look at this. Look at this support. Look at that. And who knows if they're waving high out of fear? Like, oh crap, that's ISIS, you better wave high. You know what I mean? Who knows if there's just some dude in a camera honking, you know? Don't know the context, don't know what's real. But I can tell you that has high production value, that there is a lot of money in all of those clean vehicles, and I just got tons of freaking questions. Don't know about you guys, but I got a lot. You know? So what do you think of that? What do you believe might be happening there? We're going to bring a few things your way. You know how I do, if you've been around for a second. We go through the different... And thank you, Christine, for that, by the way. She sent me that. All right, back to a random story. I just thought this would be something interesting because of what it says near the end. It's about old Rush. Old Limbosky. I'm going to try to get this whole headline so you guys can see. There we go. Bam. Old Rush Limbaugh. Now it says he's in trouble, right? What they're talking about is ratings. I know, you would think it was because he said something freaking jackassed again, but this time we were wrong. Let's see here. I don't like Rush Limbaugh. I do think he's hilarious, in the same way that Reverend Wright is absolutely hilarious. Do I think that that's church? No, no. Do I want to go? Oh, freaking hell yeah. I absolutely want to go to Reverend Wright's church, dude. I think those people, I think, oh my God, the entertainment value alone, I know people consider it church, but for me, I don't know. I think that would be hilarious, you know? I think that would be great. And I kind of look at Rush the same way. He just says, you know, he's so stuck on himself. He says really ridiculous stuff. He says funny stuff. He does say some stuff that's true, I suppose. It has to happen every now and again, but, you know. Anyway, last week I published, not that you guys care at all what I think about Rush Limbaugh. I just imposed that on you. There you go. Congratulations. I published an article about Wall Street Journal radio statistics. The industry numbers confirm social media campaigns are winning the fight against hate radio, namely Rush Limbaugh. Now, this look, let's just stop right there. We had people from the Big Plantation. I've had folks from the anti-media, folks from Anonymous. All of them have told me that their outlets get larger numbers than mainstream media online. Now you're hearing it as a like radio stations and market standings, you know? I mean, this is of course it's happening this way. People do not believe in the mainstream. They don't believe in what they're being told. So in case I didn't, here you go. There's the link for that in UniteOhio.org chat. And there's old Rushy and this sourpuss. You know, it was a mean thing to say, but it was one of those mean things that I couldn't help but laugh at. And I'm not going to speak politically correct. I can't. I'm not from that. I don't know how. There was something that somebody said when Rush Limbaugh lost his hearing. And it was wrong, but it was freaking funny. And they said, yeah, even his own ears got tired of hearing his BS. And it's cool now because he can hear. He's got bell tones and things, and he's got hearing aids, so he's all right. He's probably got the best hearing aids that astronauts can offer, but, you know, yeah, man, I know that's wrong, but it was freaking funny. So can't help myself. That's my guilty pleasure is humor. Can't help it. I really cannot help myself. Okay, I got two more stories after this. It's a real short video. If anybody knows what this is, if anybody knows weather well enough to know what this is, to know what this phenomenon is here, if this is a natural phenomenon, which I highly doubt. I don't know how natural this could be, to be honest.
It can't be.
No, it just can't be. It's not. Whoa. Yep. That got weird. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is some kind of weather phenomenon I am not aware of. But check this out. I have no idea where this is. It looks to me, and I don't know, it could be Farsi, it could be Arabic, it could be Aramaic, it could be Hebrew, it could be, I don't know, but that's not the first time I've seen that either. And I can't imagine what that is. I really don't know, but I don't like it. I don't really like that. Either there's some UFOs doing some things up above us, you know what I mean? Or it's our own freaking people, our own governments and ruling classes sitting there playing jokes. And I don't think it's funny, you know? And I don't know, I just don't know. It's like a crop circle, but it's a cloud circle, which doesn't seem to make sense offhand. But there's the link for it, and that'll take you to send you to other links as well. I really don't know. That's what I rely on you guys for. So there's that. And now we got two stories left. One of these is going to run like the other one, but check this out. This is about our beloved Department of Homeland Security. And everyone, I know you guys have got to be as sick as me hearing about these assholes, but they keep staying newsworthy, be it that they are some of the biggest freaking terrorists, propagating the biggest terrorism in our country. Remember, it was the DHS vehicles that were bringing in the immigrants that Americans were blocking, and then DHS said, fine, we'll fly them in. It costs more of your tax dollars, but whatever. DHS report warns of sovereign citizen right-wing domestic terror threat, right? Oh, there's Ohio. Yeah. I don't know. That's more Cleveland-ish. Cleveland-y. Maybe they couldn't decide, so they put it between the two. You know, we're more like right here. Ka-chow. But yeah, so here's a list of where our friends are. Other good loving patriotic American folk who are sick and tired of, you know, the ruling class running amok. And it says, new intelligence produced by the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigations is calling attention to an apparent domestic terror threat from right-wing sovereign citizen extremists. Blah, 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 blah. Listen to this. The report claims there have been 24 sovereign citizen attacks in the U.S. since 2010. All right, look. Look. And then they say this could be a traffic stop or refusing to obey orders. Unfreaking believable. Those are the attacks they're talking about. 24 of them since 2010. They're not even including the one that they shot and killed when they shot him in the stomach after he was trying to bring a stray dog into the animal hospital. And they asked him for ID, and he was like, I don't have an ID. And they were like, well, then you can't bring in the animal. And he was like, are you freaking kidding me? Are you serious? Will you just help the animal? How about that? Say a ghost brought it in, you know? And then they're calling the cops, and the cops come. They shoot him. They kill him. He dies the next day. So they didn't include that one. But 24 sovereign citizen attacks since 2010. There have been 24 sovereign – there have been 24 ISIS attacks, in accordance to Fox, MSNBC, and CNN – since I've been talking to you guys. 24 since two. Let's say that this was a real thing, even though it actually has to do with traffic stops and refusing to obey court orders. Which, refusing to obey court orders, holy crap. Think about that, right? Everybody who had, like, domestic violence, and then there was, like, a protective order, and then a no-contact order, and then they violate that. By this description, refusing to obey court orders, you belong to what the Department of Homeland Security says. And that may be a little bit of a stretch, but, I mean, it is their words. I'm using their words. According to these reports, you would be an extremist that are not bound by law and will assert their rights on a regular basis when confronted by the police. Wait a minute. That sounds like something that a founding father would be proud of. Let me read that again. The report claims there have been 24 sovereign citizen attacks in the United States since 2010. According to the report, these extremists believe they are not bound by the law and will assert their rights on a regular basis when confronted by police. Yeah, George Washington just went thumbs up. You know what I mean? Founding fathers just all went, woohoo! You know? This could be a traffic stop or refusing to obey court orders. Dude, this could be at the grocery store. You can die at a coffee latte shop. You sitting there, chilling, got a gun because you're allowed to. Cop goes, gun, 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 then shoots crap out of you. You'll hear that reference later. According to the report, some local and law enforcement agencies view the threat from so-called sovereign citizens to be equal or greater to the threat from the Islamic State and similar groups. What? Hold on now. We just went from traffic stops to let me chop off the heads of 20-some Coptic Christians on the shores of Libya. What? Now listen, I'm not going to beat this thing to death, all right? You already know what you're being told, okay? This is the information war that we are having. This scares the crap out of elderly folks that have paid their dues, still believe they can believe the dummy box, and believe what their government says. And if their government says something like this, these people are scared to death. You know? They don't know. They don't understand. But for you folks, the folks that are here, the folks that do understand, get this. The first thing I pull from an article like this is how insulting it is that they would impose this on all of us, believing that we would buy into it. Are you not insulted by that? You're supposed to believe that. It's their words. Look, according to the report, and this is all okay, news of the report comes as the Obama administration is holding a 3-day conference analyzing both international and domestic threats from terrorism. According to the report, some local and federal law enforcement agencies view the threat from so-called sovereign citizens to be equal or greater to the threat from the Islamic State and similar groups. Hence, your buddy here, Diametric Opposition, is a terrorist that likes cartoons, Xbox, and cereal. Like kids' cereal. Well, I like all cereal, pretty much. I'll eat a lot of different kind of fucking cereal. I don't care. You know what I mean? Dude, all I had to do to be a terrorist was wake up. I was just woke up. And, that was it. According to these people. Come on, man. Think about what you're being told here. Think about what you're being sold here. Think about what these people want you to believe. You know, they're forcing something on you. The term sovereign citizens has become a catch-all term for those who is a catch-all term. Conveniently. Because if it's a catch-all term, they can catch all your dumbasses for saying you're a sovereign. That's all that means. They're going to catch all of them that use the term. That's it. They're telling you right there, though. You know? The term sovereign citizen has become a catch-all term for those who assert their rights and... Really? For asserting your rights? You can be listed as a sovereign citizen, and a sovereign citizen... This is your own government, people. This is not my rhetoric. Okay? Some local and federal law enforcement agencies view the threat from so-called sovereign citizens to be greater or equal to the threat from the Islamic State and similar groups like Boko Haram, Khorasan, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, ISIL, IS. I don't know what to call them anymore. It's a bit confusing. The term sovereign citizens has become the catch-all. And that's important because that harkens back to what I said initially. They want to get every single sovereign citizen, everyone who says I'm a sovereign. They want to get them. Who assert their rights, damn right I'm going to do that, and refuse to accept what they see as unjust or immoral orders from police officers. All right, raise your hand. I'm watching. Raise your hand if you believe in asserting your rights and refuse to accept what you see as unjust or immoral orders from the police officers. Because if you just raised your hand, and I'm watching, you're a terrorist. Ka-chow. Or other authorities. There have been several instances of individuals allegedly calling themselves sovereigns, shooting or plotting to kill police officers, the report states. Law enforcement officers will remain the primary target of sovereign citizen violence over the next year. And that's a quote. A quote. But from who? Who? Sovereign citizen violence during 2015 will occur most frequently during law routine enforcement encounters at a suspect's home during law enforcement stops at a government's offices. Again, allow me, give me the opportunity to tell you what I believe they're honestly saying here. This is the Diametric Opposition interpretation of this, okay? Sovereign citizen violence during 2015 will occur most frequently during routine law enforcement encounters. What they're telling you is that they see this is a growing movement and that it is a threat to them. It is a threat to their iron fist, their grasp, their hold. They are trying and trying harder, and they are letting you know that they are going to ramp up their effort to violate more rights. Because then they say, at a suspect's home, during enforcement stops, at a government office. What in the hell? What are they saying here? That sovereigns are going to start attacking during law enforcement encounters. What they're telling you is that there's going to be more law enforcement encounters in this country, whether you like it or not, whether you're a sovereign or not. But if you happen to be a sovereign, guess what? You get to be targeted openly now. Another way to create a class within a class, unconstitutionally. But the DHS is telling you blatantly, through their intelligence report on domestic terror. Feel like you lost your country yet? Make you mad? The latest report comes after Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the Justice Department would revive a task force on domestic terrorism in an attempt to stop violence within the United States. Huh. Anybody else want to say Gestapo? Last summer, Mr. Holder stated that the Domestic Terrorism Executive Committee would work to eliminate the danger from violent individuals who may be motivated by anti-government or racist views. Now, you have to put it in there with racist, right? Because now you've added, they've not said racist one freaking time in this thing. But then you put in racist, and it makes it different, doesn't it? It casts a whole nother light on what a sovereign might be, doesn't it? Now a sovereign might, because they've been included here in this with racists. So now they're anti-government. Well, screw you, I'm anti-government. Straight up. If we're talking about this ruling class, damn sure I'm anti-government, absolutely. And I had no choice but to be a terrorist. They were the ones that called me a terrorist first. I didn't even have a choice. I mean, typically I like to choose my own labels, but I didn't get it. I didn't get a memo. I had to read it for myself. They said I'm on a list. You know, I say protect people that are on lists, you know, protect my dumb ass. You know, I was stupid enough to speak up against tyranny. And I'm not the only one. You know how you protect us? You speak up too. Tell them, well, screw you, I'm a terrorist then. I will speak up against law enforcement, especially when I believe they're overstepping bounds. You know, people will be doing their thing, and then you see the cops show up, and then all of a sudden it's a riot, you know? And the cops are the only ones shooting any damn thing. How many riots have we had where the people just open fire on the police? The police have got, you know, open season, da-da-da-da-da. Come on, man. It's been one-sided for a long time. You think it'll stay that way forever? You think that's an uncomfortable truth? Maybe you don't want to listen to that. I understand. I get that. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the National Security Division of the Justice Department, and the Attorney General's Advisory Committee are in charge of the efforts of their Gestapo Committee. The committee was originally launched to focus on right-wing extremism in the aftermath of the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. I'm not even going to touch that. It's too open. Anyway, as Americans are waking up to the mass surveillance programs and growing police state around the country, many are pursuing knowledge of their rights when dealing with police officers and government officials. You're damn right we are. And it's because we're strong, not weak. It's because we've been led to believe that we were weak, and we kind of said, screw you. I know exactly who I am and what I'm not. You can kiss my ass. Rather than being violent extremists, these are everyday, hardworking Americans who wish to feel safe and secure in their own homes. An increased focus on police violence against unarmed citizens has caused a rift between communities and the authorities. The U.S. government's search for domestic extremists is likely to net innocent individuals who are not pursuing violence, but rather simply attempting to live free of government interference in their lives. When governments criminalize innocent actions of free people, there will be resistance. When governments propagandize the people to mistrust those who assert their rights, there will be division. Ultimately, it is up to each of us to communicate with our neighbors and family members so they understand the difference between those pursuing violence and those attempting to live free. Sums up what I think. Sums up what I believe. BenSwan.com, DHS report warns of sovereign citizen right-wing domestic terror threat. What do you guys think about that? So, there's the first part of that report. Now, here's the second part. And I will resize this so you guys can get the whole thing. Appreciate you guys being here today. I appreciate you guys having an interest in me running these as well. I end up having a lot of interesting conversation later about the different stories that I run, and so I appreciate it. I know you guys are engaged. Check this out. No credible plot. DHS distances itself from Chief's mall terror threat warnings. Hold on. We've been hearing about this Somalia's Al-Shabaab radical group that won, and then there was some threat on the Mall of America or whatnot, and they pulled out of that the Muslims are talking about, you know, the Somalia extremists. But they are more than prepared to tell you that sovereigns are your enemy, people that want to assert their rights. Look at this. Look at this. Here's your free America. There you go. More targets for anybody who wants to run in there and do some suicide bombing, or, you know, maybe just walk by like do-do-do-do-do, kaboom. You know? And it doesn't, it's not like Al-Shabaab, you know, he was responsible for the deadly 2013 attack on Westgate Shopping Mall. You know, he has a thing for malls. He knows that people go there. And, you know, so whatever, right? I mean, what do we know? And what do we believe? I'll give you guys this link here. I think the DHS is your enemy. I think your government is your enemy, whether in America or another place. You know, and who knows what to believe from these lion sacks of dookie. And here's, you know, I told you guys we were going to talk about ISIS and ISIL. I've been trying to figure out the difference. What is going on? Why would you have an ISIS and an ISIL? Because for me, and then someone else said is, just is, I-S. And, you know, I don't know. For folks like you and I, it really doesn't mean a whole lot. You know, we're like, dude, what are you doing? What's going on with the name? But for them, it may actually mean something.
We live in a picking.
I don't want to sell short how the government constantly uses words and wordplay to manipulate. That's what they do. They manipulate. They, you know, if they tell you it's a Patriot Act, watch out, patriots. You know, how would they affect those means that they were talking about there and looking for sovereigns? Well, NDAA. That'd be a good start, because then you're just a missing person.
According to the president, says he will not announce the use of American ground troops or a campaign equal to the war in Iraq. Instead, he claims the goal is to make clear that the mission is to deal with terror threats similar to those over the past several years.
On Sunday's Meet the Press, President Obama said the United States will, quote, go on the offensive against Islamic State militants, and he acknowledged that ISIS is a unique threat because of its territorial ambitions in the Middle East.
If allowed to control significant amounts of territory, to amass more resources, more arms, to attract more foreign fighters, including from areas like Europe.
If this dude didn't want him to have more arms, he would stop dropping them off to him. How about that? Stop giving them to him. Liar. Lying.
Who have Europeans who have visas and then can travel the United States unimpeded, that over time that can be a serious threat to.
Oh, snap. He went immediately to coming to the United States, right? So fear, 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 fear. They'll lob your head off just like they're lobbing people's heads off everywhere. We have, you know, this hasn't happened here. We had some lunatics that were, the last person to behead somebody here in America was not too long ago. He was actually American born and converted to Islam. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? No.
The homeland.
The president, who was criticized recently for saying publicly he had no strategy yet, is expected on Wednesday to outline his plan on how the nation will deal with ISIS in a speech to the American people.
What I'm going to be asking the American people to understand is, number one, this is a serious threat. Number two, we have the capacity to deal with it. Here's how we're going to deal with it. I am going to be asking Congress to make sure that they understand and support what our plan is. And it's going to require some resources, I suspect, above what we are currently doing.
There have been more than 140 airstrikes against ISIS fighters in Iraq in the last few weeks. There's also a push to attack targets in Syria. The president says he has the authority he needs to increase attacks on ISIS targets without congressional approval.
It's probably better for him to get congressional approval, but which I would certainly vote for, but I don't believe he needs it. And if that's going to delay what he wants to do, he should go ahead and just take action without waiting for Congress. This is too important to get this bogged down in a congressional debate if the president does not believe the support is there.
And along with airstrikes, the next phase could involve training and advising the Iraqi military, Kurdish fighters, and possibly members of Sunni tribes, meaning the president needs the cooperation of regional partners. According to senior administration officials, the campaign against ISIS could take 3 years to complete. Courtney, back to you.
So, there's a little bit of mainstream info on that. And I imagine people are going to want to talk a bit more about that. But I'm going to take a break. We'll play a couple of tunes. And then I will continue the ISIS deal here, because I got two more that I want to put up there and show those to you. And then we'll get into the discussion about it and see where everybody stands and what everybody thinks. All right, guys, Diametric Opposition, appreciate you. Appreciate Global Revolution, Art Stars. Appreciate the hard work of everybody, Joe and Miss C Gypsy and everybody. All of our Anons and Militia and Sovereigns. You know, I'll just be a terrorist with you. Why not? You know, they already said we were. So this must be Resistance Radio with Diametric Opposition.
Diametric Opposition has been engaged. Diametric Opposition has been engaged. Diametric Opposition has been engaged.
Diametric Opposition on UO Media.
UniteOhio.org.
Experiences, teachings, words of insight. It burns so bright, brought in the spotlight. And some nights, the feeling is so right. We witness the beauty in the random, the hidden balance of fathom. Somehow I shall make you believe the goodness inside us can be passed to enlighten us. What strange creatures we can be. Be strong and live long, optimistic and made to establish faces like us. You live in fear and question the things that can't be here. You're patient enough, the answers will come to shock you all and linger long. But don't ask me, the things are still left to be found on your own, so don't hold your breath. I'm only here to guide you. Your heart will tell you what's right and what's wrong. Even though I'm throwing this in the air to fate, the feeling is strong, so why debate? If I show love and leave out hate, the world can be mine and yours to take. This is the knowledge used in our lives to recreate our future design. Infinite wisdom creatively defined, many things eventuate, so I ask why. This is the knowledge used in our lives to recreate our future design. Infinite wisdom creatively defined, many things eventuate, so I ask why. Why do our hopes, fears, and expectations affect our observations relevant to the reliability of our mind's imagination? Why must you resist my words falling on your lips as spit? Give myself to you in the present, yet no gift exists. So exist hit or exist in bliss. Pursue choices wisely or quick and swift. Life's about choices. Speak up now and use your voices. Our future hopes and the ability of understanding negativity. Condition your existence in the position of connectivity. Disconnect respect and cut your own neck. So don't expect the depth to recede past consequence. Life's a thirsty journey, so drink it all in until you're quenched. So step into the game, son, and get up off the bench. No regrets, quit looking forward in the past tense. The crowd's looking weary and full of suspense. Look at your hands, the ball's inside it. Life's a highway, either ride it or drive it. Speak up, speak now, or remain silent. Observe through the heart or simply through the eyelids. Live through the dark and the shadow so quiet, or exist in a spark that shines so vibrant.
This is the
to recreate our future design. Infinite wisdom creatively defined. Many things eventuate, so why ask why? Why ask why?
Shh.
the train crush. No one did music, the inception of Facebook. This is the case, I'm a treacherous waste of space. Step into place and get questioned with strange look. Kids got a loose screw, I'ma just do me. So you can just do you. Too confusing, but amusing, I shoot through. This is a whack rap to the point that I'm poop, dude. But I'm brand new, cause I'm a cocky little chicken when I'm flipping the coop. Inducted red ribbon, now I'm living the proof. Specific to loot is what I'm getting when I'm hitting the booth. Be on a mission, unforgivable truth. Super like a sleuth when I'm getting the clue. Stupid, but I'm losing with the spitting the proof. Hitting the tune, you can call it collision. Shifting worldly vision with the rhythms I move. Clicking with my pen and then it's written with the venom within. Tripping and bending again, defending this venom on a classic with a pivotal trend. That means your baby got a booty, but I'm pimping a friend. If hip hop is beginning, then I'm simply the end. Me and T Smalls, y'all closer than Ken. Poker face with Joker, the inevitable grin. Always winning, never have to pretend.
It's almost criminal. Have these stats act so I can try to smack and attack all physical. It's critical that we as individuals spread truth, cut the news so the news subliminal is pitiful. And we wonder why other motherfuckers see us as suckers perpetuating ridicule. Other countries see us as monkeys caged in the zoo throwing boo. Fuck you, I got a bigger stick to hit you with. Foolish instruments to rip through. Mix a bulldog and a shih tzu, cause it's bullshit what we trying to get through. It's mind-boggling how the richest country can have a struggling economy. Maybe it's an oddity or possibly hypocrisy. Either way, it's not okay in my philosophy. We're a long way from the way things ought to be. We need more camaraderie and possibly we can do it all.
That's right, the best, what you gonna do?
Kitchen and small, no rest of the crew. Ripping it, living room, we reckon the room.
I know she's out there waiting.
We got Forever Games up there right now. Appreciate them and their hard work. Sorry, I got pizza during the break. I was chowing down. Okay. There we go.